Beloved radio friends, we greet you in the ever precious and the worthy name of our beloved Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. It is with a heart full of joy that we continue to consider, in relation to the family of God, the care of the Father for His children. My beloved radio friends, it has been a blessing to meditate upon these privileges which belong to the children of God. When we who are in His redeemed family consider the words of the Lord Jesus as we have read them and meditated upon them in the 12th chapter of the Gospel of Luke, to realize that our Heavenly Father is deeply concerned about our daily needs, whether it be food, whether it be raiment or any material thing, for He has a perfect knowledge of every need. And when we realize the Word of God indicates the perfection of His knowledge as well as His care, it should enable us to ever be, or refrain from ever being, over anxious about these temporal things. Such blessed truth should enable us to sing these words: "No need have I ever to trouble my breast, or fear what the morrow may bring. The heart of the Father is planning my way, and I am a child of the King." My beloved, may I say earnestly, there is nothing greater in divine comfort and blessing for any of us to know than to be assured we belong to the Father. We're a child of the King above. May the Lord help us who are His children to practice and to manifest the spirit of faith as well as confidence in our Heavenly Father, no matter how dark the days may be or may become. Yet let us not neglect to understand what our Father may expect of us as His children, so that we may prove ourselves worthy of His wonderful care. Now I want you to listen to the exhortation of the Savior as we continue our reading in the 12th chapter of the Gospel according to Luke. And particularly in verse 31, the Lord Jesus makes it very clear what should be our preeminent occupation. All things that are material, He has told us, they are what the nations of the world are seeking, the earthly things relating to this present world. But we who are the children of God, we are not to place the material things, even such as food and clothing and other things, as being the most important to seek after. Never. Now please listen to the words of our Savior as we read verse 31 of Luke 12. "But rather, seek ye the kingdom of God, and all these things," meaning our needs, "shall be added unto you." It might help to read the words of the Savior when He spoke in Matthew chapter 6 and verse 33. It's a parallel passage, and as we quote it, it may seem to be, and I believe it is, more emphatic. This is what He says, and note my emphasis as I read: "But seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you." Now, my fellow believer, my fellow Christian, your Father and my Father is calling us to a much higher standard of living than the world that is around us. You and I are not to give our principal consideration to the things of the world. We are not to live down here as if we had nothing but a body. We are to live as those who know of eternal things, who know and value that we have and are an eternal soul. We know we have an eternal destiny, an eternity that is ahead in heaven. And may I say, my friend, if you are unsaved, may I go even further to say to the unsaved, you have an eternal soul. You too have an eternal destiny. And the only eternal destinies that we find recorded in the Word of God are two. We shall either spend eternity in heaven or in hell. But we who are the children of God, our destiny is to be heaven, we know. And because of all these eternal things, we should give a primary place of importance to the interests of God's kingdom. Seek ye first the kingdom of God. The kingdom of God is the only kingdom worth working for and laboring for. All other kingdoms sooner or later will decay and pass away. The nations of the present time, which are seeking to build up their power and their glory, they are really but building palaces upon sand, as well as off sand, like the children do upon the seashore. The waves of divine judgment will someday crumble every power and nation upon the earth and sweep them all away, according to the Word of God. But the kingdom of God is the only kingdom which endures forever. Now, my fellow believer in the Lord Jesus, may I ask the question, which kingdom are you living for? My unsaved friends, may I ask, how about you? For the same truth can be applied to all of us, saved and unsaved. Seek ye first the kingdom of God. Are you saved? Are you a Christian? Have you acknowledged that you have an eternal soul that will either dwell forever in heaven or hell? Have you come to the Savior who alone can bring you into his everlasting kingdom? If you have, to you and to me the Savior says, seek ye first the kingdom of God. It is the first thing of eternal importance that you and I should do. And to all who are the children in the Father's family, our responsibility is to place the kingdom of our Father as our chief interest in life. Living and working for the interest of his kingdom, winning the lost, helping the fallen, cheering the saints, glorifying God as we seek to carry out his word. And there is a wonderful promise attached to this, one that will definitely prove our Heavenly Father cares for his own. For the Savior adds, all these things, that is, our earthly needs, and let me emphasize, not necessarily all we want, but all we need, all these things shall be added unto you. So let me place these words in proper perspective. Do not misinterpret the wonderful Word of God. The promise of providing all the material needs is given to the child of God who will be faithful to place in his or in her life the things of God in their right preeminence and proper order. Such will not omit proper attention to their temporal duties of life, but one will regard these duties of life as being of less importance than the things of God. In short, such a believer will aim in all his and her daily life to put God first, the world second, to give second place to the things pertaining to the body, but first place to the things that pertain to the soul. To the Christian that does this, the Lord says, all these earthly temporal necessities of life shall be added unto you. Now, surely some of you may be inquiring, how is this promise fulfilled? How can it be fulfilled? Now, let me repeat with emphasis. The answer is very short and simple. The person who seeks first the kingdom of God will never lack anything that is for his and her good. Now, he or she may not always have the health that some others possess. They may not either have much wealth, as others may. They may not even have as bountiful a table spread with the abundance of food, or royal dainties that may be found in other homes. But I want to make a statement frankly and fearlessly. If you and I who are Christians will obey the word of God and put first the things of God in our hearts and in our lives and in our interests, we will always have enough. The need will be met. In Isaiah chapter 33 and verse 16, God declares these words, "Bread shall be given him, and his water shall be sure." But may I quote the words of the psalmist, beautifully written in Psalm 84 in verse 11. "No good thing will the Lord withhold from them that walk uprightly. And the testimony of David is also a lovely testimony in Psalm 37 and verse 25. Listen to these words that the psalmist, David the psalmist, said. Psalm 37, verse 25. "I have been young," writes the psalmist, "and now am old, yet never have I seen the righteous forsaken, nor received begging their bread." Can I repeat those words? I want to lay hold of them for mine own heart, to prove from the statement of God's word that they who put God first can depend upon God taking care of their needs. Said David, "I've been young, now I'm old." Now here's the testimony of an old believer, looking back upon all of his life. And here is the confession and testimony of his words. "Yet never have I seen the righteous forsaken." Not the ungodly. The righteous. "Never have I seen the righteous forsaken, nor received begging their bread." Beloved, I thank God I have a Father in whom I trust and have confidence that I never shall have to beg for bread. My Father knows the things which I have need of. Is he your Father? God grant that he is, my radio friend. Father, bless the eternal truth of thy holy word to thy glory. In the Savior's name, amen.